New Jersey removes moratorium blocking new nuclear plants, written by Hugh Morley and read by an automated voice. New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill has paved the way for new nuclear development by signing a law to remove a permitting rule that for four decades created a de facto moratorium on reactor construction. The bill, A4528, makes it easier for the state commissioner of the Department of Environmental Protection to approve the manner in which new nuclear plants will dispose of their waste. Under the previous law, the Coastal Area Facility Review Act blocked the issuance of new permits for nuclear plants by requiring the facility dispose of the waste using a method approved by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, according to a statement from Sherrill's office. But that is an outdated standard that cannot be met, the governor said. The new law, signed April 8, allows the DEP commissioner to approve projects that use a storage method with a 100% effective safety record in the U.S., the statement said. A statement of explanation attached to the bill states that extensive operational history across the United States has proven on-site dry cask storage to be highly secure and effective. Clean and reliable. Sherrill, a Democrat who took office in January, pledged to control electricity rate increases and said the state needs to boost electricity supply if it wants to bring down rates. The average residential electricity bill increased by 20% in June 2025. By lifting outdated barriers and bringing together leaders across government, industry, and labor, we're setting the stage for our state to pursue new advanced nuclear power, she said. This will help New Jersey secure a stronger, cleaner, more affordable, and reliable energy future while keeping the state at the forefront of innovation, job creation, and economic growth. Sherrill signed the bill at a press conference at the Salem Nuclear Power Plant, one of three operated and owned or co-owned by SCC. The reactors, Salem 1 and 2, and Hope Creek, are the only nuclear generators in the state. Together they produce about 44% of New Jersey's electricity. New Jersey supported each of the reactors between 2019 and 2025 with $100 million a year in subsidies to keep the plants open due to their importance to the state's clean energy goals. It eventually withdrew from the state program to pursue federal tax credits. The governor told an audience of legislators and press that the state would use new waste disposal methods that have been proven safe thousands of times around the country and would be accompanied by the strictest oversight. We know nuclear has a strong safety record. It's the most regulated industry on Earth, with meticulous training, monitoring, and security, she said. This bill recognizes that. It helps us innovate responsibly. The governor also announced the creation of a nuclear task force with a goal to ensure that New Jersey is ready to capture the benefits of new nuclear power, while maintaining the highest standards of public safety and transparency. The members of the new task force are mainly government workers, with a handful of representatives from the environmental, union, and business sectors. The group, Sherrill said, will focus on five areas, starting with safety and trust, as well as financing, supply chains, workforce, and regulatory oversight. And they'll make sure we're always listening and addressing people's concerns in real time. Bipartisan issue. Like other states, New Jersey is an importer of power because it does not generate enough of its own and views nuclear favorably as it scrambles to generate more electricity. PJM predictions say the region faces a dramatic increase in demand, mainly due to the development of power-hungry data centers. While Democrats in the state have focused on creating renewable power sources such as solar and wind, nuclear power, which also does not create carbon emissions, is favored by both political parties. The legislation passed with nearly unanimous support in both houses. Yet, some analysts are skeptical of its viability given the high costs of development, the limited places where such plants could be developed, and the slow pace of development. Analysts say it could take at least 5 years to develop and build a nuclear plant, and likely a lot longer.
Assemblyman Wayne DeAngelo, or D, a primary sponsor of the bill, said the necessity to move to new nuclear sources was clear during last year's public hearings he and other legislators held on New Jersey's energy and rate difficulties.
New Jersey needs generation, plain and simple. That was the bottom line, he said. In a state where we're only generating two-thirds of what we use, this is a step in the right direction.